Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, shalom, hello, and welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries Presents Purpose Gospel Radio. And I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken. Amen. Alrighty. Let's get into prayer. Amen. And start it out. Lord God, we are your children who come before you and stand in your presence. Be with us and be our light in all situations of life and all hardships and grief. Be our light as you have always been. Reveal your power so that the world may know you as we have come to know you. Give us joyful readiness to persevere in your day comes, for the brightness of your day will shine through all darkness and will end all evil to the glory of your name. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to play some gospel hip-hop here that was made by Beanie Loco. Okay. All righty, here we go. This is Start Us Out.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want the limelight. I just want my mind right. Manage every day with thankfulness and use the time right. Spirits hover around me when I wake up, tell me lies. I need the truth for Adonai to hold me by my side. God, please don't let me go. They trying to take away my hope. Your knowledge and your wisdom is the only thing I know. The only thing that cope amidst this worry that can choke. This life outside my body, so I'm stuck and scared to grow. I know they trying to take me under. I know they trying to catch me slipping. I know they did the same to Jesus and I ain't no different. I know they try to take advantage of how I be feeling with this trauma on my mind from all my early days of living. But I still possess the love of God, free from living like a fraud. Soldier in the army with the shield of faith and Nike short. Victory is mine, I told it Satan, get from round the squad. Angels of the army, clear the path before the righteous trod. So step back until it's my time. And even then you couldn't take my life cause I lay it down. The earth could never love the king cause they could not wear his crown. And even when they tried to make their own, it fell to the ground. I'm like, man, so Christian, so kingdom. Then tapped into my purpose, so perfect, so freeing. Up early in the morning jamming Brian T the preacher. And if he hear this track, to tell him young and need the feature for real. That ain't here, that ain't there. I take my portion how it's given, take my clothes how they wear. I live my life with thankfulness because I borrow the air. One day you hear the next, you gone, but God near, so don't feel for real.
God is true forever. Left wing road to Lottie. Came down to the inside.
Y'all know.
We pray, we die every day.
me music was the tool. If it wasn't for this, no telling what I do. Used to get suspended, was a fool. Now I preach the gospel at the school. Don't go to church, I'll be the church. Sue the kids so they complete their work. If they get A's, we mom J, right?
Yeah, for real?
All my life it works. I ain't bluffing, check the stats. I ain't frontin', check the facts. On MLK is where I'm at. Giving out like books in the trap. My whole team on the same thing. Die daily, gang, gang. Die daily, gang, gang. Die daily, gang, gang.
So I don't need a rose, but I might push a phantom that's right off the lot. I know I'm serving the father of time, and that's whether I got on a paddock or not. Canada goose with a code, and they told me to count on my blessings. I counted a lot. Stashing my treasure in heaven, where it'll get better, and don't gotta weather the ride.
Katie the second, that's rapper, that's reverend. They started with Jesus, but none ever left it. Think they protected, we tear down your hedges. I gave you the book, but you boys never read it. Don't need your credit, you cannot check on my dress. It's swinging, I'm Eddie from Tekken. Come to the message, I keep it consecutive.
Hold up, look, Damian Lillard for three. If they pass it to me, I turn you to a meme. I ain't worried about demons. You think the vaccine is the mark of the beast. Need to turn off your screen and get back to the reading and back to some reason. Remember, you giving the flag your allegiance. We lack an agreement. Long as we kids of the king, we still gonna be laughing with Jesus.
No capping or scheming, I'm happily beaming. You have to believe it, I'm tapped in and we got the vision. People don't care, you keep Christ in your Christmas. If they cannot see that there's Christ in the Christian. You do the division, now give me some difference. The spirit of trolling is green. So I give them Paul, no Logan's a James. They weather the storm, but my hands will be brave.
So I don't need a rose, but I might push a phantom that's right off the lot. I know I'm serving the father of time, and that's whether I got on a
paddock or not. Native supply for the drip and Elon for the whip, but I've counted a little, a lot. Placing my treasure in heaven where it'll get better and
don't gotta weather the ride. Pledge my allegiance, I'm reading Ephesians. I grew with the heathens, I ran with hyenas. They told me to beat it, that led me to Jesus. He led me to freedom.
The tribe undefeated, we keep it in season. Look, you gotta see it, the home of the freest. Got 10,000 reasons, no people for pleasing. No fault in the treason, we really believe it. Five on the dot, yeah, yeah. I'm going off and I don't finna stop. KB and Dilly, yeah, yeah. High out is free with a head full of locks. I bring his will to the table, I'm never entangled. I giving you red table talk.
Yeah, KB and Dilly, we setting it off.
This is a miracle. Yeah, this is a miracle. Made it through all the tears.
All the time, see release for my life on the line. Instincts make me wanna just run. I'm trying to make it home to the moms. Trying to praise God with the rhymes. Run the light, ain't no need for a gun. One bad move and I'm done. Trying to keep calling me. Yeah, she adoring me. I don't wanna follow me. Yeah, you a dog, but please do not talk to me. Yeah, I think about everything I did in life. How you got love left and I ain't even right. A lot of things hard, but he saved my life. And I'm still right here. I'm praise on sight. Praise on sight.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really came from the mud. Like, dirt, like, you know, for me, I be looking back like,
this is a miracle, yeah, this is a miracle, yeah, yeah, ayy, made it through, all the tears, all the pain, through the gears.
Took everything in me to stop. So much aggression I kept in the bottle. I had to get active just for it to pop. Everything I invest, if it perfect like Tetris, we stack any better, we buying the block. Use VA, I'm talking for real, I seen for real, for real. Thinking back, I'm still stuck in the mind state. I could have been boosting the crime rate. My mama kept praying in broad day. Why would I care what y'all say? They say it's a miracle. These blessings keep coming hysterically. I pray to the storm cause he hear me. Yeah, oh he hear me.
Miracles keep happening. I know these blessings, they be heaven sent. God making me a better man, yeah, I ain't settling, oh. Miracles keep happening, they keep on. I know these blessings, they be heaven sent. God making me a better man, but I ain't settling, no, no, no.
This is a miracle.
I pull up with the squad,
with the squad,
and everybody with me loving God,
loving God.
And if they ain't on the team, tell them stop,
tell them stop.
Don't they see we got the keys to the car,
to the car,
and we gon' ride,
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 we gon' ride.
I be reaching for Gucci, I gotta grab it. Why the devil behind me with silly antics? I'm like, she's up for kids, you silly rabbit. Mind if I brag on my Lord? Cause he got me killing the beat. I probably told you before, but he just amazing to me. Feeling like I'm on my mini yard. Swinging to get you like Ichigo. They hating, I throw the dishes up. Still watching out for my chichi dog. Not saying enough, I'm just happy, man, not saying enough. But I blast through it, burning all of your stuff. Young Gohan in the building, and I'm gon' blast through your ceiling. If you knew that, then we're chilling. If you didn't know, how you feeling, yeah. I pull up with the squad,
with the squad,
and everybody with me loving God,
loving God.
And if they ain't on the team, tell them stop,
tell them stop.
Don't they see we got the keys to the car,
to the car,
and we gon' ride,
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 we gon' ride.
I promise I'm just gonna run them up.
I got the love of my God and my job is to let you all know that's a lot of love. We going crazy and we can get louder just in case you think we ain't loud enough. I got the kick, it's a foggy raw. I'm with the Mac, I don't deal with no Microsoft. Did you relax, I'ma need you to knock it off. Damn queen, I'm telling you not at all. The haters hate, I don't care what they talking about. I serve the king and that's all that you need to know. I spread the gospel while I pay the PS4. See, I'm tripping, I say a strategic call. Yeah, yeah. Wait, hold up. You know that boy gon' hang up, roll up. And all of my homies gon' show up. I know that don't want ever throw us. We do not have it, we gotta go get it. You know if I'm winning, then all of us winning. If I'm in the finish, then all of us finishing. In the end, I'ma go ask how you feel. I pull up with the squad,
with the squad,
and everybody with me loving God,
loving God.
And if they ain't on the team, tell them stop,
tell them stop.
Don't they see we got the keys to the car,
to the car,
and we gon' ride,
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 we gon' ride.
Come on. my eyelids when the lucky hearing our sirens. We barely remember the good times, but that's how important the mind is. I stay in God's presence cause my mind tends to wonder if cats I call brothers are really my friends. So food and need a baker turned to Miley Cyrus. Listen, when I'm done talking you can chime in. Cause I pray I hear what God's saying to the church, and I don't get to heaven for my works or record sales. Even if I wrote a dope memorable verse, without Christ I get to recite it in hell. That ain't me though.
Christ, what up? Body of Christ, what up? Yeah. Come and take a ride with me. It don't take lobotomy to see that the blood of Jesus Christ is pumping inside of me. Obviously, apart from him, I'm nothing. That's John 15. When I accomplish things, just know that he's behind the scenes. My entire team trusts that there's a higher being. We being led by the pedal, they trying to find the strength. Hussein told us that it's about the cream. And for the Irish green, I was jumping through fire rings. I was a slave to sin. Whole world caving in. All of all, I made for him a good work to make it in. He took an eraser pen and with the eraser in, blotted out the handwriting against us so we ain't condemned. Erased the allegations with scrapes and lacerations, and being nailed to the cross proclaimed emancipation. We praise the admiration, we gaze in fascination. One day he'll gather nations and say congratulations. Yeah.
In my darkest day, when it felt like my world was coming to an end, I looked up to you.
It's the kind of glory shine before me, and on the inside I felt the fire forming, quite alarming. Now I'm adoring what I thought was boring. Honest homie, what was kinda corny is quite enjoying. Can I get an amen? No, get quiet on me. I said I'm having fun, I can say when I hit 40. Far from knowing, the lion's roaring and he's plotting on me. Life and death, he said it right before me, and that clock is going. Huh, this is a major decision. Either stay in my sinning or escape from this prison. Either face the mortician or just change how I'm living. And gotta take a position, I can't stay on the fences. I called his name and repented, and my slate was forgiven. No other way to explain it, felt like a weight was just lifted. He is taking a sickness, there is no greater physician. Let's hope that what he has started, that he is faithful to finish. Yeah.
In my darkest day, when it felt like my world is coming to an end, I looked up to you.
Nowadays everybody you say they got the sauce. Everybody in the kitchen whipping, man, they think they the boss, yeah. Walk into my room, see what I'm on. That recipe, specialty, pegrity, always I cook with integrity. I got that spatula out. I'm just like your mama, man, this is your discipline. Oh, you get sacked in the mouth. But we ain't got beef, oh, this is venison. I will come back to your house. Show you my swag on my YouTube tutorials. This is euphoria. I don't care where you go, boy. You've been cooking it all in your stereo. This ain't no cereal. And that ain't no shot at you, Steven. You know you my homie. But me in the morning, I'm all on that hollandaise. I took a holiday to get it going. I'm cracking them eggs. I'm whipping them yolks. I doubled that volume. I mix in the flow. I whip it. It's something delicious. I put on that fire and I heat up that bowl.
I'm got the sauce.
They don't know, but I'm on.
But my level is way up and I'm on the
phone.
Yo, my recipe won't fall. Bread and wine that I thought, you should try it.
This is your diet.
I got that sauce with de fuego. 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 Oh yeah, I've been in the kitchen cooking. I got that sauce with de fuego. Yeah, I've been in the kitchen cooking. I got that sauce with de fuego.
Yeah, I just might cook me a full course, yeah. Whipping up me and my whole crew, yeah, yeah. Growing that curry, you know how I do. Gotta spice up that soul food. Yeah, been chef in perfection, correct in direction with all of these blessings. I treat the beat like a confession. Yeah, I am the reverend. Me got any beat so domestic. Yeah, if we not competing, we must not be breathing. Yo, what you believing? Yo, what you be eating? Yo, what you receiving? Be all that they need, and that's why we consistently feeding. Yeah, rap game kinda sore. Yeah, ride my lane, nothing more. Yeah, rappers got me kinda bored. Why they looking so dinosaur? Yeah, gotta grease up that pan, yo, big and hand your boy the olive oil. Anoint me a record, I stay with them souls, I stay with that soul, yeah.
I got that salsa de fuego.
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 Oh yeah, I've been in the kitchen cooking.
I got that salsa de fuego.
Yeah, I've been in the kitchen cooking.
I got that salsa de fuego.
Salsa de fuego.
They see what I've been on, and I got their recipe. It's salsa de fuego. Let's pray, it's time to eat. Comiendo mucho. If you know me, you know that I eat a lot. I've been cooking with heads, so I might have to open a restaurant.
I cut that cebolla, I'm shaking that Goya. My salsa got punched, still called De La Hoya. The avocado, they get it popping. My recipe stick to my doctrine. You walk to the jalapeno, bringing all the fuego. Dicing up tomato, serving yo abuelo. Set a timer, Siri.
It'll be done in 3, 2, 1.
I got that salsa de fuego.
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 Oh yeah, I've been in the kitchen cooking.
I got that salsa de fuego.
Yeah, I've been in the kitchen cooking.
I got that salsa de fuego.
Salsa de fuego.
Amen. Thank God for that godly hip-hop. Okay, this gospel hip-hop. Amen. Thank you, Beanie Logo. That throws hard. Amen. Okay, let's take a caller here. He's got a hand up already. You're on the air. Hello? Okay. You didn't want to say nothing. All right, let's get into tonight's Bible study message. It's Matthew chapter 21. Telling the truth. What is more important to God, saying we're going to do something or actually doing it? In the parable of the two sons, in Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 to 32, Jesus tells of a father that had two sons. The father said to the first son, Matthew 21, verse 28, son, go to work today in the vineyard. The child answered, in Matthew 21, verse 29, I will not, but afterward he regretted it and went. The father came to the second son and said the same thing. The second son answered in Matthew chapter 21, verse 30, I will, sir, but he did not go. Jesus asked the question, which of the two did the will of his father? In Matthew chapter 21, verse 31. Of course, this was a rhetorical question, and the chief priests and the Pharisees quickly saw the point that Jesus was making. Telling the truth is important because God does not tolerate lies. As Christians, we need to hold ourselves to a higher standard of honesty. If people cannot trust the words that come out of our mouths, what sort of testimony are we making about our faith? Bible verses about telling the truth. The Bible has a lot to say about the importance of telling the truth. For today's lesson, I've got five scriptures for you. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, or let your statements be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond this is of evil. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22, lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ. In John chapter 4, verse 21, God is spirit, and those who worship him worship in the spirit of truth. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you, with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. The importance of acting on our faith. In the parable of the two sons, Jesus points out that the son that did what his father told him to do as the one that did the will of his father. Even though he initially said he was not going to do it, he changed his mind and eventually he did exactly what his father asked him to do. Life is like sometimes, okay, sometimes we need a bit more time to think and pray about something before we act. There is nothing wrong with that. But eventually, we must act on our faith if we want to be pleasing to God. We cannot let procrastination or indifference prevent us from doing the work of the Lord. The Bible is clear about that. Consider the following scripture from the book of James. In James chapter 2, verse 14 through 17. What use is it, my brethren, if someone, he has faith, but has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of a daily food, and one of you say to them, go in peace, be warmed, and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being itself. So we can memorize the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But if we do not act on what we have learned, our faith is useless. Every day we have opportunities to act on our faith. We may notice that somebody is giving or is having a difficult day and offer them words of encouragement. Or maybe we are asked to give somebody advice and we quote a scripture. The ways that we can act on our faith are seemingly limitless. Let's conclude today's lesson. Today's lesson highlights the two things that need to be important to the life of a Christian. Speaking the truth and acting on our faith. We can say we have all the faith in the world, but if it does not compel us to act, what type of faith is it really? Ben Franklin famously said, well done is better than well said. God wants us to be active followers of Jesus, to tell the truth, and to be people that others can trust and count on. We will end today's lesson with the following words spoken by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Amen. And I hope today's Bible lesson taught you something. Amen. About truth and acting on our faith. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is say a simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to accept you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry, we would like to welcome you. We want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press the 1G and you will be brought on so you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Let's take some callers here. 1-1, you're on air. Okay. 1-1-1. You're on air. Ready. One more one. Ceiling the calls. All right. One more one.
Yeah. Goodbye.
All right. Okay, last caller. 111. You're on there. Okay. 111. You're on there. All right. Okay, I'm going to stop this. I'm not going to take any more calls. Nobody say anything. They're being silly. All right. Well, let's play some more gospel hip-hop. Amen. Another mix by Beanie Loco.
Souls are screaming, hollow hearts are burning, in the streets they're beaming for higher learning. I'm ready to go higher. I'm ready to go higher. Let's go higher.
Yeah.
Higher.
Whoa. Hey, yo, tripping now. Trippin' now, everybody out here trippin' now. Trippin' now, trippin' now. Young girls out here strippin' now. Young boys out here hitting now. On the playground, find a clip on the ground. Chillin' till we came about the building and we heard somebody yelling. It was telling everybody lay down, lay down, lay down. Situation hot like Cape Town. Hey now, hey now. Do I trust God or the K now? Cause when you're laying face down, when you hear the sound of an AK spray letting off around, I'm on second thought. To the Holy Spirit, check my heart and I receive that. G-check, out of respect for God, that fear I eat that. With a deep breath, bold faith on the side, if I die, no regret. I confess, who laid down in my place when I pray I get feedback. Believe that, I know I'm surrounded by grace, and if ever you need that, seek that, and believe that. By faith and instead of where the weed at, you'll see that. We all need to be asking for praise and talk about the part of me to make it hard for me to live accordingly with that hope. Fight with all of me, but unfortunately it keep calling me on that note. Against that it's hard to revolt. Fighting and I'm writing down all of these quotes. Hope to inspire all of these folks so the Lord would acquire all of these souls. Back to the situation at hand, no. Block lit up like a dance floor. In the middle of blazing ammo. Spark so bright like you're shooting with a candle. Oh!
If this world was screaming, hollow hearts were burning.
Everybody got the answers. They said that they plan is the master. They preach it to us like they passed.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. The government treat us like cancer. The prison system make us bastards. I sit on the news and it's plastered. We can't even turn to charity. They make money off our tragedy.
They get the money.
If life is school or hard knocks, the street will teach you like academy. Everybody in their glass house tell us what we need to do to make it out. When they was born on the mountaintop, they ain't seen no bottom. They don't know the route.
Yeah.
I wish I could choose that entitlement.
Yeah.
Instead of being born in poverty and hungry hyenas surrounding me. The Fortune 500 won't hire me, so we create our own economies. With dope money, our salary, just to feed our families.
I close my eyes and pray that God deliver me. Church is moving to our hood, but they don't come and speak. Why they gentrify? We risk our life. Selling dope, you probably die.
Shorty, yeah. Swiss up, shorty, stars I blow, yeah. No we don't blow, then I blow.
Juan Luis Guerra, Juan Luis Guerra. Mama taught you boy, oh how like a driver. I got fat knives, yeah, don't look fat now, yeah. Daily fight the life, that's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah, I'm straight. I've been down for the count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G.
I can't take it.
En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste para subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te lleva a la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Pa' todo el que se pase soy la mina y si el diablo se mete yo tengo la rima. Rima, rima, que te causa grima, siempre escucho huesos, siempre son la misma. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' toda la esquina, así que te fascina. Angel Brown, Optimus, ja. En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te lleva a la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo ni el encima. Leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Pa' todo el que se pase soy la mina. Siempre existe gente que tengo la rima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' Espíritu Santo te lleva a la misma. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no tengo letra que asesina. Leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Rima, rima, que te causa grima. Siempre escucho huesos, siempre son la misma. Desde diciembre enero, siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Me dijeron que no cante trap, que me ponga de nuevo pa'l rap. Desde diciembre enero, siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. No soy yo, póngase a administrar, que mi Cristo pronto va a llegar. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Lo tuyo, lo tuyo. Llegaron los que mandan tu bocina, me dijeron que no cante trap. Lo sagro que lo voy pa'l rap, es de perder el disco, se trata mi río. En la cuestión que no tenemos escriba, lo que no soy yo con que lo denistra. Con su Cristo yo no vaya a pila, yo te lo que digo, no me gozca. Es lo mismo que tu papá, si lo de repente te va a pedir. Llegué lo que anda a mí, respiramos el sol por mi niña y a mi ley. Ponemos los huevos a creer, estamos caros más de 30 rey. Mi familia y yo no nos vamos a pedir. Dinero, 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 dinero.
Dinero, dinero.
Muchos lo tienen, nada más de primer.
Nada más de primer.
Rapiendo nada más, se le nota su fe.
Se le nota su fe.
Parece que las almas no están de primer. Estamos fallos, no queremos valle. Tú estás claro, mano, que tenemos el power. Tienes tu cizahuel, también fumas agua. Aquí lo hacemos como Street Fighter. Me dijeron por ahí que la calle controla. Te subo el de push, también tú le enrolas.
Ponte pa' que no se survive, so we taking risks. Come in and stand, we gotta live, it is what it is. Red dot on your white tee, it look like Japan. The 40 is on me, and if I get high, it blow like a fan. They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Come in and stand, we gotta live, it is what it is.
Lead a sign to the Zodiac, ay. I don't need them, I just you play. Just run it up, I got an open tab. Hey, and won't you go and get another round? They gon' have to gun me down. I be giving all I got. Really living more than sentimental. Put it in the middle of an instrumental. Every jot and tittle from a brother pencil riddle. With the scribbles of the father's riddles. Let me get a griddle. Can I cook a little with the modesty? I tell him I am not playing, boy. Jesus coming back and I am not saying, boy. You loving money ain't looking too favorable. Blood on my hands if I don't say what I say to you. Hip hop is dying and I'd rather save a duel. Then it's unbreakable. You better make a move. What you gonna take, what you gonna... I never switched up, I never ditched us. When they dissed us, I didn't flinch up. That's my sister, we don't give up. Ready to die for the truth that clinched us. You can't bitch us.
My first dance, Jenny.
because you're a woman. One.
Among whom I am the foremost of all.
Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me, as the foremost Jesus Christ, might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who will believe in him for eternal life. Yes, our God is a God of second chances, and for that we give him glory. Amen? And so let us conclude Matthew chapter 22. The greatest commandments in the Bible are to love your Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. It should not be to a surprise to us that two greatest commandments in the Bible are about love. God is love. The way that we show our love for God is by keeping his commandments. To do this, we need to commit ourselves to studying the Bible regularly and then acting on what we have learned. To please God, we need to learn what he wants us to do and then do it. If we do, our reward in heaven, it will be great. The second greatest commandment in the Bible, behind loving God with all of our heart and soul and mind, is to love our neighbors as ourselves. So to love our neighbors, we must take time to get to know them. We have to open up and let people into our lives. This is what Jesus did, and he is the example that we are to follow. We will end today's lesson with the following scripture. It reminds us that when we get scared or down or feel invulnerable, God and Jesus are there for us, and their love is unsurpassed. In John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Amen. All righty. Okay, well, I hope this Bible lesson give you something to think about. Amen. Oh, okay, I think we have a dear brother in the queue. Let's see if DC2 is here. Is that you?
Oh! Hello, brother.
Hey, DC, how you doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How you doing, Kenny?
That's great.
Hey, Kenny, where did you get that mixtape from the deaf DJ? That is absolutely an interesting choice of music, and I will say, the deaf DJ really, really did try to do the scratches at the right time, but they were very, very offbeat.
Well, that was from Beanie Local, that mix.
Is he deaf?
I don't think so.
Or partially. Maybe he partially deaf.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's got to be what it is, because, it was all offbeat and stuff. But anyway... does he like make mixtapes for the show now or something?
Well, yeah, he's been doing that off and on for a while now. I played the recent one he gave me this past Saturday first. It was a gospel hip hop mix for GRM for 2023, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Kenny. I'm really glad you like it, brother. So how have you been? Have you gotten a lot of good calls tonight?
No, I'll be the first good caller.
Is there anybody in the queue right now?
Yeah, I got one where we'll put their hand up. They just did.
Oh. Well, bring them on, brother.
Okay, we'll see what he's got to say. He probably won't say nothing, but... 111, you're on there.
Why wouldn't I say anything?
Oh, I didn't know. Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
I've been told by BBF that you're being boycotted.
Am I still being boycotted?
Yep, and Veal. I just wanted to let you know.
Here's the thing about that, though. I'm not sure BBF is still among the living, because ain't nobody hurt. So who knows,
Ken?
Man? Maybe Ken took care of BBF.
Ken, did you have your motorcycle gangs take him out?
Nah. I won't waste my time on
Kenny, you a gangster, man. I think Kenny might have done something to Veal and to BBF because, listen, I haven't heard anything out of BBF. No phone calls, no texts, no messages, and I don't know where Veal is. So as far as they're missing in action, brother. So I don't know if that – I think the boycott might be off because I think, you know, maybe possibly they're taking a dirt nap, brother.
Could you get that deaf – could you get the deaf DJ – killed also.
Yeah, Kenny, you got to kill the deaf DJ, man. He's terrible.
No.
Well, Kenny, if you're going to play deaf DJ music, can I have my retarded friend? He's a DJ too. Can he send in some music?
As long as it's on an MP3 and it's godly.
Well, was that, whatever that was that you was playing, was that godly?
Yeah.
I heard the N-word. No.
No.
I heard the N-word.
Those scratches were ungodly, I'll tell you that much. But listen, man, my retarded cousin, he a DJ. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. The music itself is godly, but his mix of it isn't very good because, well, he's retarded. But I think it would be good to showcase retarded artists on your show, Kenny. I think it's a great platform for it.
Yeah. I'll play it.
And I will go through and make sure there's no ungodliness in it.
I'll play it.
What if it's a remix of Oil Rigger Boy, Kenny, and I took out all the profanity?
No, won't play that.
Even if it's just an instrumental?
Yep.
That's rough, Kenny. That's rough, brother.
Yep. Well, playing the Ram Ranch stuff.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I get it. Even if I take all the curse words out, you still won't play?
Nope. Won't play.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have my retarded cousin put something together, you know. Maybe him and the deaf DJ can collaborate and make one of the worst mixtapes of all times. And you can play it on your show, Kenny.
Okay, that'd be great.
Amen. Is Johnny
Amen.
Still on? Johnny?
As far as I know.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. I'm sorry.
BBF has not sent me any money in a few days. Something must have happened to him.
Well, as we both know, Kenny grew up in a rough area. He did fight off 6 men in St. Louis with a sickle. A known fighter, Golden Gloves champion. And we know that he has connections to a biker gang. So, I mean, if you're putting the puzzle together, brother, I don't think the puzzle comes together in a positive way for Mr. Fontaine, probably Nigglesworth, and also Veal probably.
Well, no, we wouldn't do anything to Nigglesworth. We want to free him.
Oh,
he's not a slave.
Well, that's emancipation proclamation. Kenny, that is the nicest thing that I think you've ever said about black people, that you would not murder niggas. You know what? That's beautiful. That is racial harmony right there. From a man that got a swastika tattoo, I'm proud of you, Kenny. I am proud of you.
Emancipation. I didn't know story of how Ken had to beat off 6 men in St. Louis.
You never heard that story? That's the Death Wish story, man. They tried to rob Kenny. They tried to force him in the car, and Kenny fought him off. Well, actually, they beat the shit out of Kenny. No, they beat the shit out of Kenny.
Ken beat him off.
No, he didn't. Well, he might have beat him off first. I don't know, Kenny. I never heard that part of the story. But didn't they beat the shit out of you, Kenny? And then once you got out of the hospital, you hunted them down one by one and beat the shit out of them with the baseball bat or something like that.
Yeah.
Fire chain.
Yeah, see? See, I knew. Yeah, man. Kenny don't play. Kenny don't play no games.
Ken, wasn't your sermon about not being a liar?
Yeah, that was the first part. Yeah, the first part of it was that God likes his people to tell the truth. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Johnny, I mean, come on, brother. He hasn't lied in like 6 hours or something, man. The past is the past, Johnny. Come on, brother.
I think he's lying
actually
about beating
said,
off the beating off the men.
Said, your BBF got HIV.
Well, that how would that even happen?
I don't know.
Through the phone? He's talking to Farrar, possibly, through the phone.
You can't get the HIV through the phone. You got to have unprotected relations, I think, anally, and there's got to be like an open sore. I don't want to get it's too gra- it's not godly, but listen, I don't think that happened.
Gaping sore.
I think Kenny is a hitman. On the low, I think Kenny's a hitman. I mean, that's, you know, I'm just saying. Hitman Kenny.
No.
I remember when you said that you said come on down to what's his name, to Kent. You said you're gonna bury him under Diamond C Stables and something else. You said some gangster shit to him. I know that. I heard it.
Yeah, but that was a fake, Pastor Kent.
Well, that's not the point. You know what I'm saying? That's I'm saying that you're capable. I've heard some of the gangster shit you said, Kenny. You don't play around. I know. I know if I was ever to cross you, that if I dealt with you one on one, I would have to come heavy. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, until I hear from BBF, I'm gonna assume he's missing in action, brother. He's sleeping with the fishes or taking a dirt nap. You got any other calls, Kenny?
Yeah, I do, actually. I got a 111 here. Let me check it and see what we got. 111, you're on the air.
Boycott. 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 Boycott.
Yeah. Goodbye, Grover. 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you repeat the sermon? I didn't hear the whole thing.
Can I repeat it? No, I'm not going to repeat it in this particular time. I did two Bible
Can I give
studies. I did chapter 22.
I'll give you a summation. Don't lie. That's the summation.
So you don't want to hear
the
word of God?
Say what?
You don't want to share the word of God?
I don't want to repeat it. I don't want
to
repeat myself.
Why?
Well, Kenny, just make sure you leave the show up so the brother can listen back to it.
Don't
I'm gonna leave the show up, but you can be able to hear it again. Okay, once the show stops, okay, you can just click on it and you can be able to hear the whole show.
Kenny,
I
want to
hear it live.
Too late.
Otherwise,
right.
You want to
say it once, just once.
Right.
Jesus' rules don't apply. Or do we have to follow his laws? Let's say if he didn't want us to fuck asses, wouldn't he make our penises square?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Square peg, round hole.
So we don't have to follow Jesus' laws, his commandments, then?
No, we have to follow.
Right.
We have to follow.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I don't have to follow Jesus' commandments.
Okay, begin 8 ass fucking then.
Oh?
Well, anyway.
Ken, I don't think that caller got the help he was looking for.
No.
He called looking
so.
For a sermon. Instead, he was told to go fucking ass. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Well, anyway, I'm going to give a shout-out here to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk.
No.
I know that you're listening. And
no,
he likes
they,
the shout.
They're boycotting. They're boycotting.
Juan isn't. Juan isn't. Well, I'm not boycotting. And is Kimbo getting boycotting?
I think he is.
No.
Kenny,
how
would you know? You haven't even talked to him.
I know my brother. I know my brother Juan. He would not boycott the show.
Okay, Kenny. Is Farr pissed off that somebody called in?
No.
Amen. He likes shows with no calls, from what I've heard.
That's the imposter Farrar and Discord.
Oh, that Farrar is filthy. Filthy. Both of them are filthy, but I mean that one's really graphic. Who? A lot of filth coming out there. But I don't think that person, if it's not fraud, I don't think she or he or whatever it is that's in the Discord. I don't think they've been arrested for prostitution multiple times. Possibly they have, possibly not.
I would say not.
Probably not. Most people haven't. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't.
The past is the past, though. So it's all good. Amen.
And have you been arrested for prostitution? Have you been arrested for prostitution?
I've never been arrested for prostitution. No.
Not fraud.
Right. Dead man's car? Truck?
They said
yeah, I did
fraud, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that.
What if that truck's still on the road?
No, I don't think so. That happened back in, someone said 94.
Kenny, think Jimmy Pilkington Jr. is ever going to come after you for murdering his dad?
I didn't murder his dad. I just used his name.
So you just have his ID and that's it? Just the dead man's ID?
I went and got an ID in his name.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, I'm sure there's more to the story, but that sounds about right. Did you actually have a relationship with Jimmy Pilkington, or did you just steal his identity?
Use his ID. I use his identification, okay, to buy a truck. Yeah.
Well, that's fraud, Kenny. That's fraud.
Yeah, he got punished.
No, I know. I'm just saying he's acting like it's normal. He's talking about it like it's normal to do that or something. Like
No. Ken, you got any fall events planned for this? You're at the house? Any R-Dash events?
Oh, got to have Halloween.
No, you got no Halloween events or nothing.
You're not going to wear like one of them sheets like a ghost and cut a dick hole out in it or something?
No.
That would scare me, motherfucker. I'd be running. I see that little pecker and I'd be running, Kenny. He'd be chasing me around like I'm one of them orphan kids.
Has Farrar started decorating the house?
No,
Halloween?
Not yet. You're October 1st.
Stop. Okay. To say, it's been an interesting call. Do you have any other calls?
No.
Well, shit.
Yep. But no more callers.
Well,
so I'm
going to
end this.
Okay.
Oh,
all
wait
right.
a minute. Wait a minute. We got an 857 caller. Let me take it and see who we have.
Praise the Lord.
Good evening. This is not Peter Paul Ventura. I probably shouldn't have said good evening. Hello to Pastor Ken. Hello to my favorite black person, DC2.
Hello.
And DC3. Hello.
Yeah, he's living life right now, brother. He happy.
I heard. And on top of it, he doesn't smell like ham. Where's that SOB, Johnny Longfeather?
Hello.
That sounded like a toddler throwing up. What was that?
It sounded like an 85-year-old version of Kent.
Hello.
Yeah.
Well, is Johnny on
here.
The line? Hey, okay. So I have to go to Boston because my mom's on life support. And unfortunately for me, I spent all my money on a excursion, if you will, to a place of sin, a den of sin, if you will, to casino. It's your casino. And do you have any, like, Southwest passes or, like, travel miles I can use or something like that? Because you kind of effed me on the whole flying to Boston thing.
Uh-oh.
There's no refunds.
Can I get a loan? Can I get, I don't know.
But there, can get a loan, but it's 40% interest.
Of course. You get a loan from them, but it's 106% interest because it's on an Indian reservation.
Yeah.
All right,
just wire it to me. And actually, Ken, I actually do have to go see my mother. She is on life support.
I'll pray for her, J-Bo. I'll pray for her.
No, Kenny, don't do that, man. Don't please
no. Well, actually, I don't like my mother. So, I mean, that you know what? Pray away. But, Ken, I swear to God, if she wakes up, I'm going to blame you.
Oh, don't worry. If Kenny prays for it, I hate to say this, but I don't think there's any chance in hell she's waking up.
Well,
Ken, can you fly there and have a laying on of hands? Ken?
Kenny.
Ken.
Yeah.
I'd pay money for
microwave?
That. To watch that.
Ken, go to Boston, put your hands around her neck, have a laying on of hands.
I think Kenny would walk in the room and you would hear beep. You know, flatline.
Oh. Why am I laughing at this? It's terrible. Terrible.
I know,
awful.
It's not fun. I'm sorry for that, J-Bo. I was just saying, you know, maybe Kenny praying for your mom, not the best thing. Because generally when Kenny prays, the opposite thing happens.
Hello. Okay, that was Johnny. Johnny was echoing. Yep.
See, Johnny's a son of a bitch. Sorry, I thought I was still on mute. I do want to say thank you for opening the lines to me. The lines. Sounds like a coke habit. Thank you for opening up the phone lines for me and accepting my call. I know you were just about to sign off and wish everyone a good riddance. But yeah, I do appreciate you picking up on me. I did want to call in to hear a couple of friendly voices.
Amen.
I tried to go to the Discord for some emotional support, but instead I just keep getting pictures of gaping a-holes from the alleged Tony Furtado in Discord. And then one asshole sent me a 40% off coupon to dress up like Jimmy Pilkington and his truck. I don't know how I pulled that off, but I'm good. Anyway.
That'd be a great Halloween. To be honest, I think that'd be a great Halloween costume.
You know,
well, it depends on the truck. Ken, what color was this truck?
It was white.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for me. If it was like a powder blue or maybe a magenta, it would kind of make my eyes pop.
It wouldn't even be about the truck. You can just dress up as Kenny as Jimmy Pilkington. You, Kenny, as Jimmy Pilkington. You just say okay a lot to everybody you see. Okay, okay. They give you some candy. Okay, okay. I mean, it's really easy, man.
Ken, if I were to dress up as either you or Tony Furtado, who do you think I could pull off better? Could I pull off you or could I pull off Tony? And does it have to be in drag?
Kenny. Definitely Kenny.
If you did Tony, you'd have to be in drag.
Well, who could I pull? What would be more believable with my stature and my physique? If physique, you.
Not even about that. It's about you. It's Kenny. You can pull Kenny off. You know Kenny. You know Kenny's how he talks, what he says, how he stutters, how he says okay. I think you could pull Kenny off.
Well, last year we got.
Fraud's different. I don't know if you could do that.
Well, you know, last year, DC2 and I got booted out of a Halloween party because he went dressed as me, which I guess was okay. All he did was wear a bathing cap.
Well, you got to tell him the truth, man. I pulled out DC3 and was stirring drinks with it. I shouldn't have done it. You know, I was showing off. You know, you can't put your dick in someone's drink. It's just a party foul. So, that's why we got kicked out, J-Bo. Let's be honest.
Well, I thought it was because I had blackface on and a giant afro, and I said I was you.
Well, that was part of the reason that the real liberal people were upset about that. But, I mean, I think the main reason is, you know, I think it was frowned upon putting a black penis in a mixed drink and, you know, swishing it around and stuff. So it was a combination. I think we both take a little blame there.
Yeah, no dicks in the Kool-Aid. Just let's all remember that. No dicks in the Kool-Aid.
That's true. You know what? I prayed to the Lord that night, Kenny, and the Lord told me, DC2, you got to put DC3 away. Keep them out of people's drinks. And I said, you know what, Jesus? You're right. I'm not going to do it ever again. And you know what I did? I took up table tennis with my cock. And I'm really good now, Kenny. I won a title in Baltimore City a couple years ago, playing table tennis with DC3.
Wonderful.
But that guy's eye was never the same. So I don't
that's
know
true.
If you really want to get into that. Yeah.
No, that's probably not good. Not good to talk about that because that's still pending, that whole lawsuit. I don't want to talk about that. Kenny, I got a gag order on that, so I'm gonna go ahead and not talk about it on the show.
Okay, all right.
Amen.
Sounds good. All right. As long as they got blessed, everybody. Thank you, DC2, J-Bo, and Johnny for calling in tonight, and Ashley in
okay.
the chat room. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night, and see you tomorrow night with another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.